Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about whether or not those releases that they ask you to sign before you do something, are those enforceable? And the answer is yes, they are. If you sign a release before you do something and you get hurt, there's a very good chance you signed away your rights to file a lawsuit afterwards. So we'll talk about that. Now, I'm talking specifically about Michigan. It could vary in the state you're in, but I can tell you right now that in Michigan, those releases are enforced by courts. And I know this because I've gotten one enforced in court on behalf of a client of mine. So here's what happened. A client of mine ran a martial arts school. And when you signed up for classes, you signed a release saying that if I get injured in this class, it's just part of doing business because I understand that this class involves physical activity, which is possible to get injured due to negligence or whatever. And so you get hurt in this class, you agree not to file a lawsuit against the school. And so everybody who signed up for classes signed that release. You might get asked to sign something like this, for instance, like go horseback riding. It's a possibility also. And I've seen other activities as well where they have you sign a release. So the release is enforceable. Here's why I know that. My friend calls me up and said, hey, Steve, a person fell down in class and broke a bone. And now they filed a lawsuit against me. And I said, okay. I said, did that person sign a release? I said, yes, absolutely. I said, well, come by my office, bring the complaint, bring the release. So I look at the release. There's a live signature on it. I said, you watched the person sign that? He said, absolutely. I said, okay. So I said, well, I'll defend this case for you. So again, doing defense work, not normally my cup of tea. And non-lemon law cases, again, not normally something I do, but someone needed me. So I do some research on this, and it turns out there's some really good case law in the state of Michigan on this issue. The courts have been asked many times to address whether or not a release signed by an adult going into something that's predictably possibly dangerous, whether they'll be bound by the terms of that release. And the case I found that was most on point in Michigan, and I forgot the name of the case, and I apologize, but it involved an alcoholic beverage company that did promotions at bars where they would bring in like a ring, like a boxing ring, and they'd have people put on these big inflatable like Pillsbury Doughboy suits, and then you'd go into the ring with somebody else, and you'd try to knock each other over. And I think they called it something like beer sumo. Which I understand is both insulting to people who respect sumo and to people who respect beer. But the point is that you knock somebody else over, you win something. I don't know what you won, but you won something. And of course, before you got into the suit, they had you sign a release saying, if I get into the ring with a stranger trying to knock each other over and I get injured, I promise not to sue the company providing the suit, the beer company, and or the bar. Won't sue any of them. And of course, somebody fell down, they got hurt, and what'd they do? They sued. Court threw the case out. Up on appeal, the Court of Appeal says, hey, guess what? You're an adult. If you didn't want to do the beer sumo, you shouldn't have done the beer sumo, and you shouldn't have signed the release. The release said right on it, this is a physical activity which you could get hurt doing. And in exchange for doing it, you promise not to sue us if you get hurt doing it. So the court threw it out. So that's good case law in Michigan. So the complaint that my client got has the name of the attorney who filed it right there on the cover sheet. So I called the guy up and I said, hey, I'm just curious. I got this complaint on behalf of your client. Did you know that your client signed a release? And he's like, and he doesn't want to come out and say that he knew that, but he can't give me a reason why he would not be aware of such a thing, nor can he give me a reason why we should ignore the release. I said, would you like to see the release? I've got a copy of it right here. He said, yeah, I'd like to see that. So I fax it over to him, pretend that I believe him that he hasn't seen it. And he doesn't call me. So I call him up and I said, hey, did you see the release? And he goes, yeah, you know, but does your client want to settle? I said, no. He said, does your client have insurance? And I go, don't care if he does or not, you don't have a case. And he goes, well, let's settle. I said, just letting you know, my client is only going to settle by you dismissing the case and taking zero and walking away. And the guy goes, oh, that's never going to happen. And I said, well, your client signed the release, right? He goes, yep. I said, I'm filing a motion for what's called summary disposition. Many states call it summary judgment. I said, but I'm just, as a courtesy, letting you know I'm going to file the motion. I'm also required by state law to let you know I'm bringing the motion to give you the opportunity to dismiss the case on your own. I assume you're not going to take that opportunity. He said, nope, I'm not. I said, I'll see you in court. So I filed the motion along with a brief explaining the case, going Oakland County Circuit Court one day, get in front of a judge, tell the judge the story that I just told you. And the judge then turns to look at the defense counsel and says, well, counsel, you know, what do you have to say for yourself? And the guy starts talking as if he's got a case. And the judge just cuts him off and goes, no. Did your client sign the release? He goes, yeah. He goes, and is that the release that I see in Mr. Leto's brief? He goes, yeah. And he goes, why'd you file the lawsuit? Now, that's not an existentialist philosophical question. The judge wanted to know why the guy filed a frivolous lawsuit. You can't just file lawsuits because someone asks you to. As an attorney, one of your obligations to the court is that you won't file frivolous lawsuits. And the attorney goes, well, Your Honor, I thought this case was settleable because my client suffered serious injuries. And the judge goes, doesn't matter what her injuries are. She signed the release, right? And the guy goes, well, yeah, she signed the release. Judge goes, well, I'm going to dismiss your case. You don't have a case. I'm going to dismiss your case. I'm granting Mr. Leto's motion. And the guy goes, okay. And the judge goes, that's not the end of it, though. Because Mr. Leto, in his motion, he goes, you asked for sanctions against the party filing the claim because they filed a complaint, a lawsuit, despite the fact that they knew the existence of the release was there, and the release was there, and that they knew it existed, and they knew it controlled. You want your fees and costs, correct? And I said, yes. He turns to the other attorney, he goes, what do you have to say now? And he goes, well, Your Honor, I don't think he's entitled to fees and costs. The judge goes, I do. And here's the funny thing. In that argument, the judge wins. So the judge said, Mr. Leto, what are your fees and costs? And I apologize. It's been a long time. I forgot what they were, but at the time I knew. And I said, Your Honor, they're, and I gave him a number. Judge goes, I'm going to grant you a judgment in that amount. And I got the judgment. So here's the interesting thing. To summarize what happened in this case from that person's viewpoint, not my viewpoint, but that person's viewpoint, the person who fell down in class. Person falls down in class after signing a release and gets hurt. Despite the release saying, I will not sue you if I fall down in class and get hurt. Person goes to an attorney, and the attorney, aware of the release apparently, says, let's file a lawsuit. And files a lawsuit against the teacher in the school where the person fell down. Now, the person who owns a school hires a fancy pants attorney who knows the law and takes a look at the lawsuit and says, this is frivolous. Calls up the attorney for the other side and says, would you like to dismiss your case right now? You can get out for zero. And that attorney says, no, I don't want that to happen. So you go to court where the judge rules and throws the lawsuit up, but orders the person who fell down in class to pay the attorney fees and court costs of the other side because you ignored the release that you signed. Okay, think about that. What's more comical than all of this is after the case has been decided and we walk out in the hallway, the attorney comes over and goes, I can't believe you did that. And I go, you can't believe I did what? And he goes, I can't believe that you actually asked for a judgment against my client. I go, dude, I can't believe you filed a lawsuit against my client when you don't have a case. That's what's not believable here. And he said, well, he goes, you know, these cases get filed all the time. I go, I don't care. I go, this is the first frivolous case of this nature I've ever had to defend. I hope I never see another one. These types of cases shouldn't be filed. And I'll tell you right now, at the time, I was a young man. This is over 20 years ago. The guy I was arguing with had been practicing law for probably 20 or 30 years. And he and I were in a heated exchange out in the hallway. I was completely right. But he's trying to pull the old, like, I'm a senior attorney here. I really know what's going on. And you don't know what you're doing. This is not the way we practice law up here. And I'm like, hey, your client owes my client money, so shut up, okay? So that's what happened in that case. But the key here is that when someone puts a release in front of you and says, here, sign this, okay? Take a look at the release and read it and understand it and recognize that somewhere down the road when you're in court because you filed a lawsuit based on something that happened to you after you signed that release that's described in the release, a judge is going to hold it up to your attorney and say, your client signed this? Oh, you've got no case. And ask yourself if you can live with that. So, you know, I went horseback riding and I signed a release. And it said right on there, horses are unpredictable animals. The ground is hard. Things you might hit while you're out there could hurt you, such as rocks and trees. And I'm telling you right now, I was out there riding around and I thought to myself, if I fall off this horse and hit my head, I'm in for a world of hurt physically and legally because I can't sue the horse place because that's what I was acknowledging when I signed the release. So you have to ask yourself if you could live with yourself if that happened. Now you say, Steve, what happens if you fell off and became a quadriplegic? You broke your neck and now you're literally paralyzed from here down. Wouldn't you feel bad? Yes, I would. Wouldn't you want to file a lawsuit? Yes, I would. Wouldn't you file the lawsuit? No, I wouldn't. Because hopefully, instead of encountering the attorney that that person encountered, you'd encounter an attorney like me who'd say, you got no case. That's what you signed. And, you know, life is filled with risks. Not every risk you take is compensable if something bad goes wrong. Okay, weird stuff happens, okay? Your house could get hit by a meteorite tomorrow, falling from the sky. Who are you going to sue? Turns out you can't sue anybody, okay? Unless somebody promised you that your roof was meteorite-proof. I doubt it. So, is that release going to block your lawsuit? Yes, it is. Did you sign a release? You may have waived your rights. But as long as you made that calculation going in, maybe you can live with that. And I've done things before where I've signed releases and I said to myself later, you know something, if this went south, I might feel bad. But you know something, here I am right now and I'm not a quadriplegic. So that's how releases work. You do need to be aware of them and how they work. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.